Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Coming back
What
from
type
break.
of HR sheet that you do? That you use?
Erica Intake HR.
Report family first.
Yeah.
Are you in front of the computer or no?
I'm clocking back in now.
Oh, I
One
don't see
second.
you.
Send this sheet to you.
No, I have it. I'm looking at it. It has 22 names in it, right?
Yeah.
Where do you have the phone numbers?
It's not, I don't know why it stopped popping up their phone numbers. Like, usually when I'll submit the intake form, the phone number will pop up on the sheet, but it stopped doing that.
Who did you tell about this?
You said, who do I inform about this?
Yeah, I want you gotta tell me. I gotta fix this for you.
I mean, I just go on their bio and then I just call from there. Click on their profile and just call.
Erica.
Because they're all part of either a
Erica,
patient or.
listen. You gotta have the phone number in front of your face. You have to scratch four people's heads to get the phone number.
All right, so I'll add them on there.
You don't have to add it. I just did it. Refresh your sheet. By the way, I have Melissa and Sarah here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You see the number, the phone number now?
Yeah, I see the numbers.
You like that, right? You're welcome.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, I know. Why do you have Denise Scott on your sheet here?
Denise Scott. Denise
The
Scott.
first one.
She was a caregiver that was interested. She was pulled from the employee, I believe, smart sheet. So I added her onto my sheet to onboard
What's the last note you have for her?
her. I haven't reached out to her in a while.
She's done, kids. Last note is from Rihanna.
Not necessarily. It's April. Everybody's
April?
still looking for a job.
April?
Okay, I can remove her.
How are you going to remove her?
I just changed the status to red. And unassign myself, so it goes to master list too.
There we go. Very good.
What are you using master list two for? When you discharge patients, it automatically moves them to master list.
Yeah.
Automation.
That's what Yona had advised.
But do you have to enter a reason as to why you're removing it?
You can basically put either family aid client discharge, do not hire. No contact, whatever it is on the list that they have.
Okay. Yeah, so when you switch it from whatever color to red, it goes to that database. So
yeah.
Why would that one go to red? That's what I'm just curious, because for no contact and not like that. In the past we used red for like. Do not hire, they have a bad background, things like that. So now we're using red just for anything that's a discharge?
Yeah, so it'll be either doing covers, family aid, client discharge, or do not hire, terminated, no contact, bad background, working with family, or just bad background.
It doesn't really matter.
It needs documents, it'll stay as blue, but then it'll be unassigned, and it'll just stay on the master list one.
Right. Anyway, if it goes there, big deal, because you can always get it back.
Yeah,
they want a case,
I know.
All you do is just make it not red anymore.
So here's my million-dollar question. If we're pulling cases or aids from Staff Pro, is it pulling from both databases or only pulling from the main one?
Well, see, that's another thing, too. Like,
when
they're pulling caregivers for Staff Pro, sometimes they have bad backgrounds. And
we have to work on it.
And they work on the family case, like they're working on a family case only. And there's been issues where we have offered cases to people with bad backgrounds because it's being staffed off of like HHA and other things that don't have that info.
I'll message Jersey.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, so, Erica, here's what we're doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah.
We're going to have Sarah assists with staffing cases. First of all, you saw the Slack I sent?
I'm looking at the link now.
It's cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why I want to do this?
Why?
What is it?
You tell me.
Well, based on the recruitment forms Ivy Time. So does this go on to the new separate smart sheet that you made?
So it's going to go on the main database, the caregiver database one.
Why wouldn't it start from a new list, a brand new list?
Because it's a separate database. It's not going to pull over here. That means if they send in an application, now you're going to have to start moving them.
Because it'll just separate from caregivers that are old and already in the database to new ones, like freshly new ones.
What do you mean freshly new?
Like on the separate sheet, the new sheet that Sarah had said in the email, or we have our own new sheet of.
Can
you
create it? I created it for a prison.
But we had when we used the recruitment sheet before, if you click, when you check, the recruitment sheet, the same one, the recruitment form that you
said. The same sheet.
I know, you're not understanding what I'm saying, but there's a check mark that you could click, why are you laughing at me? About a ploy. I forget what it says.
It says employee applicant.
Recruitment. Yeah, that one. Go there. Yeah, employee pending.
And what happens then?
It goes to the caregiver master list, but it also goes onto another sheet that's for the employee applicant.
Okay, fine.
So that way it's separated out. Well, any applicant that hasn't submitted any documents.
So then that's what we should be using.
Where's that applicant? What's the name of that employee sheet?
I just search employee. I have it in my,
Hold on.
It's employee/CG Family First Database.
Say it again.
Employee/CG
mm-hmm. Family First Database.
Slash it to me?
Yeah.
I don't really think you should have access to that one.
Like, what? Julian, I have access to a sheet with someone.
Justin, you need access? Who owns this sheet?
I believe Aaron made this sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing talking about that. That's the sheet that I'm on back to. How are you doing?
Non-existent.
Hasta la vista. Anyway, going forward, we're going to do what I said in the text message. Okay? Next. That was for employee leave. 15 minutes over here. Let's not waste so much time on it. It doesn't matter what it goes.
Okay.
Okay? Just put on the sheet and that's that.
Okay.
Okay? So, Erica, like this. What do you call it? I want you to... And so Sarah's going to be assisting with staffing cases, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means that's what her focus is going to be now. For the next 2 weeks, she's not going to be answering that many phones. Her main focus is going to be staffing cases, okay? So she's going to take this sheet. She's going to look through it, meaning the regular family first intake staffing news sheet. She might ask you questions just for updates and stuff like that.
Okay.
She's going to be working with you. I guess she'll be in the contact. Anyway, just... to lock these things up, because we have a lot of cases here, 10 cases that need staffing that have authorization. So now so three of them, HR compliance on hold, whatever. So I'm going to look at Sarah on the staffing end of it. In the meantime, I want you to focus on the, not on look, again, if someone calls you and you can lock it up, then sure, great, do that. But I want Sarah to do that now. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to see if she has success. If she has success, good. If she doesn't have success, then we're going to switch it up again. So you'll focus more on the intake, making any of the HR caregivers, HR compliance. If she finds an aide which is interested, she's going to put it on your HR sheet, okay?
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Now, fine, that's that. We're going to be, I'm putting it on the calendar for Friday morning at 10 o'clock. The three of us. Four of us are going to sit, and we're going to go through every case on the sheet to see where it's holding. So between now and Friday, 10 o'clock, Sarah.
Get as much time as I can.
Make sure we understand every case, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the staffing needs are. Work with Erica. I know she put a lot of names on the sheet. stuff like that.
Okay.
Listen, you're going to send me those four for Philly? Because I'm going to get on the phone with...
Yeah.
No,
we're
not doing
them again.
Or Erica, because I don't care. I want to get on the phone with Yona and say, Yona, four cases. I need help staff, but I don't want to go through all the notes.
No, yeah.
So if you want to do it, you can do it.
No, because I'm like, wait, I
thought
there was only one. Okay, no
problem.
I think there are four. I'll check again. Don't mind me.
Here, Philly.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
OMG. No, there's more than
that. Philly. I'm gonna get the phone. You wanna get them? We're not getting off the phone until we stop these cases. It's like a, this is like Eagle Brown's case. That's what it is.
It's
so there's no reason that you don't have anyone in the whole company. It doesn't make any sense. Do you use staff for protecting?
I do.
Okay. So what I wanted to do is pull a report for Philly caregivers. Okay. Plug in Philly caregivers. Send out a text message. You know the blast text?
I have no idea how, what you're talking about to pull a report.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you don't have, do you have a staffing?
I do.
Are you looking, oh, I don't know how to use that, so I can't even.
I do,
I'm
but
give
I don't
it to you
have
right
a regular.
Okay. I'm going to give it to you right now, and I'm going to pull a report for you. But I wanted to send it a blast text then, that I have cases available, short hours, long hours, in Philly.
Okay.
Are you looking for a report?
But here's the issue with PA. You have to make sure that it's not a family case, that it doesn't have a bad background before you.
If it's a family case and they have a clear background, they could.
Correct.
If
but how do you differentiate on HHA the ones that have a bad background?
Well, that I put in, like, I there's a way you could put family, bad background, family case only, works with family.
But that's on Smart Sheet.
Yeah, but I don't, and I don't know what's going to be
on HHA.
Yeah, with Staff Pro though.
Let me look. Give me 2 minutes to try to find it. Erica, we're good.
Yeah. Wait, I do have a question about with Gershie. Did he fix the issue with Staff Pro with getting all the new clients on there? Because
no.
Some were on there and some weren't.
No, it's not that good.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Because nobody fixed it. Nothing said. At the end of the day, look at this. 8:13. I have, this is Sarah Staffing. Done. I have two things left from my things yesterday. Before I go home, I'm rewriting a new one for tomorrow. You're never going to come to my desk at the end of the day and see if that was sticky enough. That notebook? That notebook? The other notebook? You go in there, you have 1,000 pages, a lot of them aren't done. That's the way it is, because you keep turning pages.
I'm not going to lie.
So this sticky note, there's also a satisfaction of this is done.
I also
garbage.
Have a list of all the caregivers.
Why?
That have, because they will call, these are the ones that are active that call me for work all the time.
So then why are you not staffing with you? That's how you do it.
Well,
anyway, gracias, Erica. Let's get 4 cases activated today, please. And let's request all to everyone. Bye.
All right, bye. Thank you.